Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republicans are unveiling their $568 billion infrastructure plan as an alternative to President Biden's $2.3 trillion plan. The GOP alternative focuses on improving roads, bridges, and public transportation, along with water infrastructure, airports, and broadband internet. Democrats, including Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, scoffing at the plan, saying it's not nearly big enough. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will deliver the Republican response to President Joe Biden's first address of a joint session of Congress on April 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The rumbles of thunder and severe weather tonight, moving out throughout the morning. Thunderstorms tonight taper off in the early morning hours tomorrow. A leftover storm or two possibly throughout the day. Otherwise, just cloudy to partly cloudy and improving Saturday afternoon. Early morning starts off a mild 68 to 70. The afternoon goes to low 80s. Then it's fair skies tomorrow night with a morning low and a drier air mass, about 60. Sunshine, less humid Sunday afternoon. Still warm, though, with a high going to 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live, of course, on WGSO.com. Mike, how goes it today?
Oh, doing good. It's been a good day. It's been a good week. It's Friday. It's happy hour. I'm happy.
And you've already made a whiskey, haven't you?
No, not me. What are you talking about?
I know you all too well. It's Friday, so you might even be on your second one.
No, I'm about three quarters of the way through my first one, and I probably should have topped it off before I came upstairs. So, yeah, I know what I'm doing at the bottom of the hour break.
Well, good. So, how's everything going in Lake Charles?
Well, it's going good. I know this is not what you mean, but I actually found out today that one of the ladies that we've been helping over there just passed away today. So that's not good. That's been kind of weighing on my mind, which is the reason that I made a drink as soon as I walked in the door. But overall, things are looking better over there. You go to certain parts of town and you can tell that they're still hurting, but it looks a lot better. It's still going to be another 6 months to a year before the vast majority of people are, you know, get back to something resembling normal. But it like I said, it is looking a lot better. I'm happy with the progress that I'm seeing. And a lot of that is just because things have been cleaned up. You know, it looks like a normal city again. But you don't see near as many of the FEMA roofs, you know, blue tarps on the top of the houses and things like that. It's starting to resemble a normal city again.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, from the pictures that I saw and the stories you've told me from, you know, right after Hurricane Laura, just, you know, it was like it just, you know, got leveled. And
yes.
It's good to hear that they're starting to get back up on their feet.
Yeah, there's a lot of businesses that are starting to reopen. A lot of them that were completely destroyed are starting to be rebuilt. You're starting to, I don't want to say see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you're starting to realize that the light is coming, I guess.
Well, you know, that's good. I mean, I didn't live here after, you know, when Katrina happened, and but I came here. I believe I came the following year. I guess it was 2007. I came. It was like February or March of 2007, and you know, obviously things weren't back to what I'd seen previously before Katrina. And, you know, and still things aren't the same from before it. But it's good. It's good to know that they're starting. You know, at least they're heading in the right direction, and there's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's at that point to where you can tell that the light is coming, and I'm very happy for them that that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So we can start on what we were going to talk about, or we could just take the break early and we can come back and start talking. What do you want to do?
I guess we'll take a break and then we can have a little bit longer to discuss the fun story.
I have so many questions, and this is a time that I'm actually going to ask for opinions, because we have a lot of conservative Republican listeners, and I'm curious as to what their thoughts are on it. So,
as am I.
All right, so let's take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
To rain. Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
WGSO from the Buca Range
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
If you're a baby boomer and you're still sitting on a recliner with no direction home, maybe we can trade tie-dye patterns. Talk to me Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 on WGSO 990.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
We are the nowhere generation. We are the kids that no one wants. We are a credible threat to the rules you set. A cause to be alarmed. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation. The nowhere generation. Oh,
all right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. And if you haven't been to the WGSO.com website lately, you need to get over there because we started the online auction for our 75 for 75 campaign last Thursday, actually. And it's going to conclude next weekend with a three-day, count them all three, one, two, three, radio-a-thon that's going to kick off, and you don't even know this, Mike. It's going to kick off with us next Friday night.
All right.
Brian Diaz from the NOLA Drink Show is going to be joining us, and then I'll be joining him. I don't know. It's up to you whether or not you want to come down or what do you want to do, but we're going to be on from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. So, next Friday night. And we'll be highlighting some of the things that that the station does to provide service to our community, and some of the interviews that we've done, and stuff like that, and who knows what else we'll throw in there. But that's the idea behind it. So surprise, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate it. At least I know now and not next Thursday. So.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk to you more about it off the air, but yeah, I might as well just let everybody know. So, all right. So you want to tell everybody the news of that's coming out of California?
Well, we have a new person running for governor of California. That person is Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor as a Republican. And that's very interesting. I cannot wait. Oh, my goodness, I cannot wait to see the ultra-conservative talking heads, you know, the people like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck. I cannot wait to see how they're going to react to this over the next few months or however long it'll be. It's going to be so much fun. Wow, I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, it's really a hell of a decision that folks are going to have to make because I'm looking at it right here, the press release, Caitlin for California. She's a conservative.
Yeah.
You know, has those values, but yet this is not really falling in line with conservatism. So,
No, not at all. And I got to say, I actually know a number of gay friends who are conservatives. They're Republicans or conservative, but not part of the Republican Party or something. But I don't know anybody in this particular position who's a Republican. And so this is interesting. This is something interesting to watch and keep up with over the next few months or however long it'll be. I don't know when the election's going to be.
I think it's coming in a couple. Yeah, I think it's in a couple of months. I believe they have the signatures for the recall for their governor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've gotten. Yeah, they needed 1.5 million needed to trigger an election, and they've gotten more than 2 million. So it's going to happen. But is this going to be? You know, is this going to be the person? I don't know. I think everybody's moral compass is going haywire right now.
Yes. And the weird thing is, I thought Gavin Newsom was really popular in California, but apparently not. They got 2 million people to sign they got 2 million signatures to recall him. So, and I know California is, it's set up a little different. You can, if you can get enough people on a petition, you can actually get something on the ballot, you know, to vote for a particular law that nobody in their state Congress ever even had anything to do with. And so apparently it's a lot easier to get all this stuff done, you know, to get something like this done. And then also on top of that, you know, people are already used to signing the petition to be able to get things going as far as laws are concerned. So yeah, why not go ahead and sign this as well?
Well, and the last time there was a recall election, it was 2003, and you had adult film star Mary Carey, you had former child actor Gary Coleman, and also Hustler publisher Larry Flint. They added their names to the list of more than 100 would-be governors, although the governator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, ended up ultimately winning, but... it's interesting, and I think it's interesting on both sides, to be honest with you, because you're going to have the side, the woke side, that's going to be like, well, maybe, you know, and there could be some of those fringe people that are a little bit more center than the far left, or I don't even know. Like, this is so mind-blowing that, I don't know, is it the far left that would be like, well, we need to have a transgender person in office? Or is it the people that are a little more, you know, a little more center that are, you know, that are okay with voting for Republicans? It's, you know, and then on the other end, is it, you know, I think the only guarantee is the very far right is not going to go for it.
No, not at all.
There'll have to be a different, a better Republican representative, I would think, in their eyes.
Yeah.
But then you got those little right of center people. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying it certainly throws a monkey wrench into the whole works.
Yes, it does. When there's a tweet by a group called Equality California, where they say, make no mistake, we can't wait to elect a trans governor of California. Mm-hmm. But Caitlyn Jenner spent years telling the LGBTQ community to trust Donald Trump. We saw how that turned out. Now she wants us to trust her. Hard pass. Yeah. And so you've got people on the far right and the far left that you know aren't going to vote for her.
Yeah.
But are there enough people in the middle, in the center, close to the center, that will vote for her? I know the vast majority of people in California live in, you know, in the big cities on the coast, San Francisco, L.A., all that. But there's a whole lot of people in the interior of California, you know, Modesto and places like that, that they're not necessarily Democrats. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans that live in that area. I'm pretty sure they're not going to be, you know, hard right Republicans. And so they may be willing to vote for her. So it'll be interesting to see how many votes she winds up getting at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, and then you also have to, let's go with this part of it too, is that you also have to think about the dum-dums that just sit and watch reality television all the time that are like, oh yeah, I love keeping up with the Kardashians, so.
I didn't think of that.
You know.
That's a very good point.
And let's be honest, there's, you know, I don't have a whole lot of faith in humanity these days, so I don't know. I hope that people with some sense will prevail, but I don't, you know, I don't know. Who knows anymore?
We're getting closer and closer to idiocracy. Somehow, some way, some form, we're getting there closer and closer every day. I'm not saying that this is idiocracy, but we're getting closer to idiocracy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not just, it's not because she's transgender. That let's start there.
No, yeah.
It's because this is ridiculous that, again, reality television stars believe that they should be holding office.
Yes.
And you know, yeah, she has money and was an Olympian and all of that good stuff. But at the end of the day, how did she build the money that she has? Because of being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which really was, she was a secondary player in the whole deal.
Yeah. Show up every once in a while whenever Kim and Khloe needed somebody else in the shot with them.
Right. And to be honest with you, I've never even watched the show, so I don't know. I've seen enough of it. I shouldn't say I've never seen it. I've seen enough of it that I know that I never wanted to watch it. And he at the time was more like Ozzy in the Ozzy Osbourne reality show, where he was kind of like the bumbling person, you know, the bumbling dad in the background. So that's where I'm like, you know, I've never thought of Caitlyn Jenner as some, Rhodes Scholar that, is going to fix all the problems of California. So, like I said, it's just interesting because I feel like that, you know, obviously the people on the right don't want, you know, a Democratic governor. So how far would they go? You know, what if it's the only pick? What if it is? What if it is the only Republican that you can pick? But would you rather it be a transgender Republican or a Democrat? That's where I think there's some good questions there for, you know, is there hypocrisy in what you say? I don't know.
The next few months are going to be so much fun.
I agree. Well, we need to take a break, and we're going to come back with more after we hit some news, so stay tuned.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 a.m. from 1 to 2 p.m.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The wife of one of the missing crew members from the Secor lift boat that capsized last Tuesday files a $25 million lawsuit. Loyola University political science professor Dane Cialino says most industrial lawsuits are settled before they go to court, and this one most likely won't be an exception.
But that's not going to happen before many other lawsuits are filed, many other defendants are joined and alleged to be responsible, and many years pass.
He says this suit most likely will be the first of many to be filed in court and could take years to settle. Southeast Louisiana voters decide who will represent the state's second congressional district in D.C. on Saturday. UNO political science professor Ed Chervenek says this heated race between Democrats Karen Carter-Peterson and Troy Carter is not about the issues.
These two candidates are pretty similar in their positions on the issues. There's not a lot of distance between them, and I think that's why we're seeing such a hotly contested race, is because they've gone personal.
Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. LRN.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakin' easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, my name is Samantha Schlogel, owner of the family-owned restaurant Sammy's Food Service and Deli on Elysian Fields. We welcome you to come try our delicious baked stuffed catfish stuffed with shrimp and crab meat and topped with the shrimp and crab cream. Also come in and enjoy our award-winning Ray Ray Po' Boy, a cordon bleu on French bread, which won the Po' Boy Fest 3 years in a row and was featured on the Travel Channel. Bring in the whole gang. The prices are very reasonable and you get a whole lot of food. And don't worry, we have plenty of to-go plates for you to take home the leftovers. Come into Sammy's and see us soon. Sammy'sFood.com.
When I was drunk, didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me. Please tell me.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And I feel like that's our theme song more times than not. It's our own worst enemy.
Yes. On air and off.
Yeah. Oh, God. If they only knew off the air.
Oh, wow.
Just ask our wives.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Nah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, interesting story that came from Alex Smith after he announced his retirement. He says that the Washington football team coaches were patronizing during his injury recovery. And I don't know if you read this article, Mike, but it's really kind of crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's see. I'm trying to see who this quote is from. Let's see. Well, from Bishop, whoever this person is. It doesn't really say. Let's see. Oh, Greg Bishop. Greg Bishop from Sports Illustrated said that, and he was quoted as, he said that Smith says that he found the Washington football team coaches patronizing and believed that they only wanted a quote-unquote cute story. Smith's father, Doug, went so far as to claim the team sabotaged his son's return. This is the quote from Bishop. Still, Smith did not understand the tactics his coaches used to keep him sidelined. First, they placed him on the physically unable to perform list, even though world-renowned doctors had pronounced him physically able to perform. And at training camp, players wore GPS trackers and none traversed 4,000 yards a day on average like Smith, whose coaches asked him to carry extra weight, push sleds, hurdle bags for drills, tasks he had never done in his 15 pro seasons, let alone before his leg had to be rebuilt. Smith believed the team wanted to see if it could break him, and if that sounds paranoid, the team physician agreed with him. They seem to be asking, Dr. Robin West says, what can he withstand? Are you sure you're clearing him? The coaches would ask. Wes would try and explain. The short answer, yes. The disclaimer, she would assess his leg based on her informed medical opinion. And she said that she got very little support. He almost died. He almost lost his leg. Why would he want to? And this is the coach saying that. Why would he want to play? And the reason, Wes went on to say, respond by saying, that's not your decision. The Washington football team coach Ron Rivera told Bishop that he was scared to death about putting Smith on the field, but it was never the coaching staff's intention to patronize him. And he went on to say, at the end of the day, I commend Alex because he proved everyone wrong and exceeded any reasonable expectations that anyone had set for him. He not only made it back onto the field, but led us to the playoffs. It was truly a truly remarkable feat. And Smith, added that he alleged that the alleged treatment, quote unquote, pissed him off, and his wife Elizabeth felt that they may have used it as extra motivation to not only get clearance to play but also to regain the starting QB job. In 8 games last season, which was 6 starts, Smith totaled 1,582 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions on his way to earning the Comeback Player of the Year award. Well, here's the thing I think about. I don't know how I should put this. I'm not a Washington football team fan, not by any stretch of the imagination. I thought what they did to get into the playoffs was admirable, and I thought part of it was Alex Smith's story.
Yeah.
Now, also, we've also been critical of them as an organization on this show because of their owner and how he treats people. But this kind of seems like an extension of that.
Yep. And my first thought whenever I read all this was, oh, well, maybe they're just, you know, they're trying to make sure that he's in as good a shape as possible in order to, you know, make sure that, you know, he can truly get out there and be his best. But I thought about what you just said. It's like, no, no, this was just them being the Washington football team. Like, there was too many things that they did that nobody has to do, that it wasn't them trying to put the extra, give him the extra workout necessary to get back to playing shape. It was them basically, I don't know how to put it, on air. I would have much stronger words if we were just sitting on the porch, but they were being jerks. I'll go with the Brenda word and just say they were being jerks.
Yes. Now, and to your point, and let me ask you another question. You've been to training camp for the Saints. How many times? A bunch. No. More than we can count, probably.
More than we can count, yeah.
How many times have you seen, I won't even go quarterback. Let's say anybody who's not an offensive lineman, how many times have you seen anybody who's not an offensive lineman line up and push a sled?
Never.
Exactly. How about hurdle bags? Only people you see do hurdle bags are running backs.
Yeah.
So why in the hell would they do this? And on top of it, you'd never really had. Well, no. We should walk that back a little bit. What they had is a backup, to Hopkins was, they had Kyle Allen, who came from Carolina, who had been with Ron Rivera the year before, right?
Yeah.
So that was his guy, and he was just trying to push him out?
I didn't even think about that. You have a very good point.
Because there's no call for it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't even remember when I played football, even in middle school. I don't remember quarterbacks ever having to push sleds.
No, I've never seen that in my life.
I don't know. And this is kind of what pisses me off, is that we here, you know, here in New Orleans, we always get the brunt of the wrath of Goodell. We make one small mistake. Oh, my goodness. But then these guys at Washington habitually step over the line, as Dave Chappelle said, or I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy, the late great Charlie Murphy. They are habitual line steppers, and nothing's ever said to them. Nothing, you know, all the sexual harassment stuff with the cheerleaders, and all this stuff. And what's his owner? Dan Snyder, is that his name?
I think so.
Never called on the carpet for anything. And to be honest, like, we talked about Alex Smith the other day, and, you know, high praises to the guy for what he went through to be able to even get back on the field. That's amazing. And took a really mediocre team to the playoffs. Now, granted, not a great NFC West or East, but still made the playoffs.
They still did it. Yeah.
And really, truthfully, gave Tampa a little bit of a rotten.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa didn't. I think Tampa beat us worse than they beat them.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the deal here? And I don't know. Like, truthfully, like I said earlier in the week, I don't think Alex Smith was necessarily done, but he's probably done with just the whole process at this point.
Yeah.
If you had to go through that, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, and everybody's had that job that you like to begin with, but then once you had to go through the process and deal with the people, et cetera, you're eventually just done. When if it had been different, you would have stuck it out for years and years and years. You would have loved it. But because of the people and the process, you said, okay, screw this, I'm not doing this anymore. And I feel like that's where he's at. After however, 15 years or something,
yeah,
he got to that point. It took 15 years because of the way that they treated him last season.
Yeah. It just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. And I just thought it was pretty awful.
Yeah.
And it, not surprising, though, coming out of that organization. And they should probably just keep the name football team, because that's, I think that's probably just about fitting for them. They don't deserve
that. They don't deserve an actual name.
No. Real quick, we got a couple minutes before we need to take a break. I mean, you played soccer, so you're going to know a little bit more about this. But so the whole thing with the Super League and and caused quite a stir this week.
Yes, yes, it did. Yeah, there was the 12 best, like biggest European soccer teams, and we're talking some big names: Chelsea, Man U, Manchester United, Manchester City, Juventus. Real Madrid, all the Barcelona, the biggest names in soccer, the biggest names in the biggest sport in the world, decided that they were going to start their own league. It was going to be called the Super League because it's the 12.
What
biggest...
a great name, by the way.
Yeah, really, huh? they should have just called themselves the Justice League.
Right.
But so they decided they were going to start their own league. Well, that league lasted two whole days because all the fans threw a fit. And then also on top of that, the Champions League, which is what they're all a part of, they had issues with it as well. And they spent, I want to say it, they had at least had a line of credit for like $1.5 billion. And it lasted a whole 2 days before everything fell apart.
No, they actually had a $4 billion line of credit from J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan had to issue an apology today.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, well, that's interesting. But yeah, the whole thing fell apart, and it goes back to, there's been lots of issues with the Champions League. They've been it's been going on for years now. There's a lot of huge teams and a lot of teams that are very small, don't make much money. They've been trying to convince those smaller teams to pay money, put money up to try to promote the league, and like they've been trying to move into India, and those teams weren't wanting to do it, and so the big team said, well, we're just going to start our own league, and it didn't work out, and it was it was a very bad very very bad press, let's put it that way. It did not work out good for them, and there's going to be a lot of things that they have to do to make up for what they did.
And surprisingly, one of the owners is Stan Kroenke.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, wow.
If I'm not mistaken, he owns a Chelsea team.
Oh, no, I don't like that. Chelsea's my team. No. No.
I'm pretty sure he does. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers owners, they also own a team in that as well. Oh. And they had a hand in it. But there was literally, like, you know, protesting, rioting the streets over it, you know? Like, and granted, I'm not a soccer fan, but, or football fan, as you will, but, yeah. it is really a really crappy deal. Apparently, they had a 23-year plan already laid out.
Yep.
And, but they just didn't. The number one thing you need. And this goes back to anything, you know, especially like first thing that pops in my mind is pro wrestling. Like you always, you know, all these pop-up things happen. First thing you have to have before you can go any further, you got to have a TV deal, and they didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't work out. And now, you know, some of the owners are backtracking and saying it's, you know, the worst mistake I've ever made. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Please come and please come spend your money.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They figured since they're the biggest names in the biggest sport on the planet, well, we've got the pull, you know, we can pull this off.
Right.
We've got the name that we can do this, and screw everybody else, we'll just figure it out.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that way. And, you know, I'm glad that the people stood up to him. And, well, and the thing is, like, they don't have the rules. They don't have the rules that the United States has as far as having teams and things like that. And, like, they don't have free agency. They don't have trades. People can just, you know, one team can just steal a player from another team by just offering them more money. Like, it's kind of the Wild West. And that's
why Cristiano Ronaldo's playing at Juventus now.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
So, yeah, but just another reason why I'll just take American football over football. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot and get out of here for the weekend.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow?
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And it's the last segment of the week, so of course that means Whiskey Tango Foxtrot time. So let's not wait around for it. We got about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, good. All right. Couple planned wedding at Florida Mansion without owner's okay. A Florida couple attempted to host a two-day wedding celebration at a mansion they didn't have permission to use, and when the owner found out about it on the day of their planned nuptials, he called the police. Courtney Wilson, the groom, and Shanita Jones, the bride, sent elaborate invitations to family and friends to attend their wedding at their, quote, dream home and estate, but they had never gotten permission from the owner, Nathan Finkel, to hold the event there. The detailed invitations describe their love story and how they had been reunited via divine intervention 30 years after meeting in
high
school.
And it felt so good.
Yes, it did. They requested guests join them for the ceremony and reception that would last until midnight on Saturday. They would then return to the mansion on Sunday for an afternoon brunch. When Wilson showed up with another person on the morning of his wedding day, ready to begin setting up, Finkel saw them at the gate and immediately called the police. I have people trespassing on my property, Finkel told the 911 dispatcher, and they keep harassing me, calling me. They say they're having a wedding here, and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All I want is for it to stop. When police arrived, they asked Wilson to leave the property immediately and not come back. Wilson complied, and no charges were filed. Finkel put the property on the market 2 years ago. It was previously owned by his late father, who was an early IHOP investor IHOP restaurant franchisee. Months earlier, Wilson visited the estate during an open house and pretended to be a prospective buyer. Apparently, Wilson called Finkel a few months after his open house to ask if he used the backyard for the wedding, but Finkel declined immediately. Ultimately, there was no wedding for Wilson and Jones that day, and certainly not at their dream estate. The guy figured it was a vacant house and didn't realize Nathan lived on the property in a different home. Polyakov told the Sun Sentinel, this guy had no idea he lived there. You know the shock that must have been on his face when he showed up at the gate and the owner was home? And that's it.
Wow. Well, you know, only in Florida would you just pick a random house and then just try to home invasion. We're doing this. Get into it.
Yeah, it's Florida. It's fine.
So I have, and thankfully I have just enough time for this because this is one of the grossest things I've ever seen and heard of. And this actually, it just came to the news a couple days ago. However, it happened in 2019 at the Dirty Bird Campout in Southern California in 2019. A woman caught spraying her breast milk around at the Southern California Festival. That's right. A new video surfaced on the internet, and it shows a woman squirting breast milk at her fellow festival goers. As posted by Eric Falcone, the video shows a woman wearing a black one-piece swimming suit along with a cap, sunglasses, and a pair of red boots as she dances around before suddenly whipping out her breasts and start spraying milk all over the place. Then she then carries on twerking and dancing before one festival goer appears and crouches near her in an attempt to catch some of the milk in her mouth. The clip was filmed at Dirty Bird Campout in Southern California in 2019, but it just surfaced to the internet now. Expectedly, the video has been met with quite some backlash. I assume she just had a baby and that milk is being dispensed to the public instead of her child, said one person on Twitter. Another added, yo, breast milk is like fudging gold. And that's not what he said. And she's just squirting it out like it's water. The identity of the woman in the video is yet to be determined. So that's what we'll leave you with this weekend. Awful.
Yeah, enjoy that visual.
And
have
just think,
weekend.
They could elect Caitlyn Jenner for governor in California. Keep that at the front of your minds. All right, well, let's get out of here. Let's enjoy the weekend. Everybody will be back on Monday. And until then, we're just going to play Gloria. For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless